I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. The discomfort that you think you may bring upon other people just because you stepped out of the box of who you've been up to this point causes you to stay who you are being. Now, what sense does that make? When we really think about it, it sounds silly, doesn't it?
Stay all day, talk.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all this, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic, there is no such thing as too much confidence. Yes, you heard me correctly. Let me say it again. There is no such thing as having too much confidence. This is a topic that I discussed in my 2016 TED Talk at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, TEDxUNLV, and it's titled Too Much Confidence Is Not Your Problem. You can watch that video actually on, you can find it on YouTube, or just go to DreAllDay.com/TED, T-E-D, where you can see the video. But that's what I want to talk about here today, because I think a lot of people run into this challenge of, when I talk about the super you being your highest possible level of confidence, being as confident as you can possibly be with no governor on your confidence, you're not holding it back for any reason, just being as completely in self-belief as you can possibly be, your highest possible level of self-esteem. What would you do differently? How would you conduct yourself differently? What would you stop doing? What would you stop tolerating? How would you walk? How would you talk? How would you carry yourself? What would the energy be that radiates off you? It would be completely different than what you have right now. I guarantee that. But when I talk about this, sometimes there's a little bit of pushback. Somebody says, well, what about being humble? What about being cocky? What about being arrogant? What if I go too far with it? What if I'm not cautious when I should be cautious? What if I, you know, just believe in myself too much and get myself in trouble, get myself in a bad situation because my confidence was a little bit too high? Well, Dre, what about, you know, they say, well, people should be humble. People shouldn't, don't need to have all of that confidence. Yes, I'm not here to tell you that humble is a bad thing. I'm going to explain exactly what I mean by too much confidence not being your problem here in today's episode. Point number one, understand what confidence is, first of all. Confidence is belief. Right? That's all confidence is. It is a level of belief. Why on earth would you want to have less than you could possibly have? Why would you want to have less confidence in any area of your life? Is there any area of your life where you're like, you know what? I'm too confident there. Let me go backwards a little bit. Let me give a little bit of my confidence back in that area. Let me scale down my confidence. Let me fall back on my confidence a little bit in that area, because I think it might hurt me if I have a little bit too much confidence. I've never heard of an area that would even make sense. Oh, but people say, well, I don't want to go too far. I don't want to get in trouble. You know, caution is a good thing, they say. And listen, I completely agree with you. Caution definitely is a good thing in some areas of life. But let me ask you a question. Is caution what you're missing? For you to get to where you need to go, for you to become the person who you need to become, for you to play your game at the level that you really believe you can, the level you believe you will, the level you believe you are capable of playing your game, is caution the only thing in between here and there? I'm 99.9% sure that more caution is not what you need in order for you to get to the next level. Can we agree with that? If you need more caution in order to get to your next level, I want you to email me, Dre@DreAllDay.com, and tell me how caution is the only thing between you and your ultimate outcomes. Point number two, today's topic is too much confidence is not your problem. So since we're clear that there's no reason why you would want to have less confidence, the second thing is this: people are really just afraid of stepping outside of their normal boundaries. See, when it comes to taking your confidence as high as it can possibly go, you don't have the problem of, I'm going to be too confident and get in trouble and people are not going to like me and people are going to think I'm full of myself, or I'm going to get too big for my bridges, or I'm just going to have all these problems if I'm too confident. That's not really the problem. Those are convenient excuses. That's all they are. Convenient excuses that anybody can throw out there because it sounds good. It's things that people completely understand. And it's something that somebody would co-sign, or one of your friends would co-sign that. The average person would co-sign you saying, well, I don't want to throw people off. I don't want people to not like me. I don't want to believe myself so much that I get myself in trouble. These are just convenient excuses. The real reason, those are the good reasons. This is the real reason. You are just afraid of stepping outside of your normal boundary. Your normal boundaries being the person that you've been up to this point. Because see, the super you is not just about you being at your highest level of confidence. It's also about you giving yourself permission to step outside of the box that you've been living in up to this point. See, the box you've been living in up to this point is the person that you've been every single day. Human beings, we value consistency. We like things that are consistent. We like people that are consistent. We like when people are exactly as we've known them to be. So if you were to raise your level of confidence by 10 or 20 or a million, and then you show up where you normally show up and people see that you're conducting yourself completely differently, some people are going to have a problem with that. And the fact that you believe, and even though you've never done it before, so you don't know that they're going to have a problem, you're just hearing me say it. The fact that you believe, unconsciously or consciously, that that's true, what I just said, you will not step outside of those boundaries because you don't want to deal with the discomfort that you will feel because you think other people are feeling it. The discomfort that you think you may bring upon other people just because you stepped out of the box of who you've been up to this point causes you to stay who you are being. Now, what sense does that make? When we really think about it, it sounds silly, doesn't it? I know that if I change who I'm being, other people are going to be uncomfortable with it. So you know what? I'm going to just stay who I'm being. That's pretty much what people are saying when they say they don't want to raise their confidence to a higher level. They're afraid of stepping outside of those boundaries because somebody might say something. Somebody might think something. Somebody might laugh at us. Somebody might have some negative words for us. And it's really just how we're going to feel about ourselves. Anytime we're projecting and we say, well, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, because people are going to think, people are going to say, somebody might look at it this way, it has nothing to do with somebody or people or anyone outside of the person in the mirror. It is all what we are thinking about ourselves. We're just projecting it onto other people because that's acceptable. See, if we just come out and say, you know what, I don't want to raise my level of confidence because I'll feel dumb raising my confidence, we sound like dumbasses. We wouldn't want to say that. So instead we say, I don't want to raise my level of confidence because other people are going to think I'm a jerk. People are going to think I'm cocky. People are going to think, you know, I'm full of myself. I'm not going to have any more friends, because that sounds a whole lot more acceptable, because human beings, we're social beings. But this is not really a social thing. This is really an ourselves thing. This Work On Your Game podcast is some episodes we talk about directly about other people, but most of them we're talking about ourselves, what we need to do for us. Because if we take care of what we're doing for us, it'll take care of everything that we're doing with other people for the most part. Point number three, today's topic is too much confidence is not your problem. Understand that these words, cocky and arrogant, we've heard these words before, right? And when I talk about this topic of raising your confidence to as high as possible level, the super you, these are words that we got to address because people have a legitimate concern. What if people do think this? What if people really do believe it and they really do say it and it really does get me in some trouble or it hinders my relationships with other people? This is what you got to understand, that these words are relative terms. Cocky and arrogant are relative terms. See, they are relative to the person who sees your confidence as so high that they can never reach it. Thus, they have a problem with your confidence. So they put a label on you that makes you bad. See, if your confidence is so much higher than mine, and I'm looking at you and I'm like, man, I could never be as confident as this person is, I got two choices. Choice A, I can work on myself. I can go to that person and ask them, hey, where did you buy that mental workbook that you got from Dre Baldwin? Oh, is that dreallday.com/workbook? Oh, the Super U, you can get that too at dreallday.com/super. I could go over to them and ask them, what work did they do to get their confidence so high? And then I can commit to doing the same work to raise my confidence level up. Or here's option B, I can just say, you know what, they're wrong to be that confident. And I'll call them wrong by calling them cocky, because see, cocky is a negative thing. I'll call them wrong by calling them arrogant, because being arrogant is not a positive thing. It's a negative label. So I can do A or I can do B. The reason why people don't do A is because A takes effort. A takes time. A takes discipline. A is going to take some work. And it's a whole lot easier to just throw a negative label on another person that takes no work whatsoever, very little brain power, and is done. The job's done. Now we're equal all over again. Even though your confidence is higher than mine, we're equal because your confidence is only high because you're wrong. You're a bad person. You're doing the wrong thing. You have the wrong energy. Whereas on the other hand, if I was to say I'm going to do the work to raise my confidence up, now I got to do some work. It's going to take me some time. It's going to take me some discipline. No, that's too much. No, I'll just choose option B. I can get it done a whole lot easier. I don't have the time for option A. I don't have the energy for option A. I'm not sure option A is going to work. So how about we just go with option B? This is what happens when people are calling you cocky and arrogant. It is not anything wrong with you. It's something wrong with them. Because they don't want to do the work to get to the level that you're on, and they could never see themselves. We talked about perspective many times on the show. They couldn't see themselves getting to the level that you're at. So they got to put a negative label on it so they can reconcile in their mind why it's okay that they can't get there. Thus, they call you a name like cocky or arrogant. Point number four, today's topic is too much confidence is not your problem, ladies and gentlemen. How many times in life? Because we're going to do an experiment here, because I want to make sure I'm driving this point home. I don't want anybody to have any objection to this. So let's just do this experiment right here. And if this experiment doesn't turn out the way that I think it's going to turn out, then maybe I'm wrong on this topic, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right. But let's see. Let's see. How many times in your life? Let's just say in the last 5 years. Last 5 years of your life, how many times has your confidence gone too far and gotten you in trouble? I want you to think about that. I'm going to pause for a moment so you can think about how many times have you been too confident, went too far, believed in yourself too much? You know, maybe you said too much, you tried too much, you tried to go too far, you flew too close to the sun, and it got you in trouble because you just believed so much in yourself or in something you were doing that it really hurt you. Think about how many times in the last 5 years that's happened. All right, you got it? You got how many times in your head? All right, hold that thought. Now I want you to compare that to another situation. How many times in the last 5 years have you not gone far enough? How many times have you let up because you didn't want to offend somebody? How many times have you not gone as far as you should have gone, and later on, maybe even to this very day, you're still kicking yourself for the fact that you could have went a little bit further with that opportunity? How many times have you not said what you wanted to say? It was on your mind. You knew exactly what you wanted to say, but you didn't say it because you felt like it was not your place. You felt like somebody might have took offense to it. You just felt like you would have been going too far had you said it. So you decided to not say it. You just kept your thoughts to yourself, and you were pissed off at yourself by the end of that very day because you knew you should have said it. How many times have you not gone far enough? Think about how many times that's been in the last 5 years. Get that number in your mind. Okay, so which one is really the problem? Going too far or not going far enough? Which one is the bigger problem for you? Which one has held you back the most? Which one has cost you the most money? Which one has cost you the most opportunity? Which one is still bothering you to this very day if you think about those situations like, damn, I went too far there. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have did that. Versus, damn, I didn't go far enough. I didn't say what I wanted to say. I didn't do what I wanted to do. And you know you'll never have that opportunity again. Which one has cost you the most? Which one is the biggest problem for you? Tomorrow we're going to talk about how to have that ridiculous level of self-belief so that this never becomes a problem for you ever again. Because see, it's not a matter of can you raise your confidence. It's a matter of will you give yourself permission to raise your confidence because you feel like, okay, it's nothing wrong with, there's nothing negative about raising my level of confidence. That's what today's episode is about. Tomorrow is about how you're actually going to do it, the mechanics of raising your confidence as high as it can go. But let's recap today's topic, which is there is no such thing as too much confidence. Number one. Confidence, ladies and gentlemen, means belief. Why would you want to have less of it? Oh, is it because you don't want to go too far? And listen, caution is a good thing. Having a little bit of prudence is a good thing. But is that really what you're missing? Is caution the only thing between you and your success in life? Most of the time, I would think that answer is no. Point number two, what people are really afraid of is not that they need more caution. They're afraid of stepping outside of their normal boundaries of who they've already been, what they have already believed they're capable of, the limits they have set for themselves in their own lives. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. This is what people are really afraid of when it comes to raising their confidence. It has nothing to do with other people, nothing to do with caution, nothing to do with any other garbage excuses that they or you have made up for not raising your confidence. Number three, cocky and arrogant. These phrases that you think people may label you with, if you are a little bit too confident, these are relative terms. They are relative to the person who is seeing you with confidence that is so high that they can never get there. They do not have the perspective that you have to be where you're at. Therefore, there must be something wrong with what you're doing. So they put a label on you because that allows them to sleep at night. Number four, how many times in your life have you gone too far? How many times have you had too much confidence and it's gotten you in trouble versus how many times you didn't have enough confidence and it's cost you an opportunity, cost you a chance that you are still mad at yourself about to this very day because you didn't go far enough? Which one is the bigger problem for you? Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you how to make sure this never happens again. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.